Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne's back. Wayne is coming up on 12 years. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. And since he's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, the VP for Policy and Director of Technology Studies there at CEI.org, he's the guy who brings us we've been reporting on the 10,000 commandments, his snapshot every year of the federal regulatory state. He's got a new study out now called the Unconstitutionality Index, which I love the ring of the way that rings. And he's our good friend, Wayne Cruz. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you for having me, Jim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's good to have you back, as always. So, you know, folks, I know that regulations... I know that regulations is not exactly something that you get excited about, folks. But look, here's what you need to understand. If you haven't been listening to my show very long, you may not know this. Regulations are a stealth tax. They probably cost you more capital productivity, opportunity lost, than the taxes that you pay. Wayne, would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would. I would say the way I always say it is, if you're missing regulation, you might be missing the biggest impact on the economy.
Yeah,
we were. You know, just this past year, the CBO finished up its numbers showing that the federal budget is now $3.5 trillion, and a lot of people know that and aware of that, and aware of what the deficit is, and that the debt itself just hit $18 trillion. But by my reckoning, looking at environmental regulation, labor regulation, paperwork, new things like net neutrality and telecommunications, privacy, and so forth, I've got a low bound that I can't go below of what I think the annual cost of regulation is of $1.88 trillion. And you just said regulation is a hard issue for people to get interested in. But what it does, though, you called it a hidden tax. What it does is, at the individual family level, that burden breaks out to around $15,000 per family per year.
Wow.
And if you think about the family budget.
Now, that's hard to get your head around.
Yeah. Well,
but the thing is, all of that's not paid by us, though, right? Some of it's paid by the environment around us that could have gone to something productive.
Oh, of course. And see, a lot of that's built in. Now, I have not... Well, that's one of the things that's so difficult about regulatory costs. They're the direct costs,
right,
and they're the indirect costs,
right,
the things that ricochet around.
But they're all leeching resources
Better
and opportunity
it.
From something that could be productive.
Absolutely. There's one study, Jim, that goes way beyond what I say. They just use numbers of pages in the Code of Federal Regulations.
Right.
It's not really the best proxy, but they say that regulation, without the current the regulations that have been piled on since the 1940s, rather than our GDP being $17 trillion, it should be up above $50 trillion. Now that really gets
say that again.
Man. Now
say that again.
If regulations that had been piled on since the 40s had not been piled on the
right.
way they have been, rather than today's GDP being $17 trillion. The GDP would be close to $60 trillion. Okay?
Now, can I stop?
Like
let me
that.
Stop you for a second. So you and I both know there are good regulations. See, when I have
sure.
when my liberal friends...
That's
my,
never my, your pro, choice. You never
when my
choice
progressive
no
friends
regulation.
And I talk
don't
about regulation, they always yell at me like, well, don't you want clean, good, healthy milk, and don't you want safe
no,
food,
don't let them
blah,
get
blah,
away
blah.
With that.
And we're not talking about those, are we?
Right. That's wrong.
Yeah, we're not talking about the things that are necessary. We're talking about things that are unnecessary. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Of course,
like
what I think is unnecessary, other people think are necessary.
Sure. Well, here's the thing about it. Like I was saying, your choice is never regulation or no regulation. Free enterprise does not mean that business gets to run around poisoning milk and creating bad meat and things like that. The question you always have to ask, if you're a policymaker, you don't need to regulate serving sizes for breath mints like the FDA is doing right now. You know, there are things that are just getting utterly and utterly out of control. That's the kind of thing you have to recognize. You need markets. You need market forces to make companies behave. Because we've talked about it before, the companies aren't operating in a vacuum. Any business has got its reputation on the line. It's got its upstream business suppliers, its downstream business customers, its consumers, Wall Street, investors, the media, the regulators. All these forces are arrayed against companies that misbehave.
Wayne, hold on to that thought.
You have to take that into account.
Hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break, folks. Right back with Wayne Cruz. He's with Competitive Enterprise Institute. When we come back, I'm going to ask Wayne to give us a wrap-up on how bad things were regulatorily in 2014 and what we have to look forward to next year. 2012, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.